work in the EPA Stratospheric Protection Division, and I run GreenChill Advanced Refrigeration Partnership here for us. GreenChill, we work together with supermarkets to reduce their impact on the ozone layer and on climate change. And we do that by helping them in any way that we can to reduce their emissions of ozone-depleting substances, which happen to be potent greenhouse gases too. Supermarkets have huge emissions rates of ozone-depleting chemicals, which happen to be very potent greenhouse gases. And the regulatory system that's in place doesn't require supermarkets in any way, shape, or form to reduce those emissions. So there was kind of a lack of an incentive or a motivation for supermarkets to do that. So we thought that a voluntary partnership would be able to recognize supermarkets for going above and beyond existing regulations. We started the GreenChill store certification program last year at the end of October, and we only had gold and silver certification levels. Then we started to realize that there are these fantastic technologies out there that actually represent achievements so far above our gold standard that it was a shame to give those stores, only gold, even though there are very few stores that can achieve gold. These stores were even better than that. So we decided we needed something above gold, and we developed our platinum level standards. And even, you know, barely by the time we got the platinum level standards out there, there was this Shaw's Star Chestnut Hill market that had achieved them already.
My name's Ken Martesian. I'm a senior project manager for Shaw's Star Market, the supermarket in Chestnut Hill, Mass. We're the only supermarket in the country that has all LED lighting on the sales floor. That's all of the cases, all of the lights on the ceilings, right down to the fixtures, to the soda machines on the sales floor. All LED lighting. The refrigeration system, state-of-the-art technology, reducing the amount of refrigerant from 4,000 pounds down to 275 pounds, first in the nation, platinum award from the EPA. And last would be the hydrogen fuel cell, which is powering this building for electricity, providing domestic hot water, our heat, as well as air conditioning. And this all started approximately 2 years ago when I was assigned this project. My first call was to Holly Angel, a director of criteria and engineering in Boise, and said, "We have a huge opportunity. It's a great area. I want to find the best of everything, technological and environmental, that you possibly can."
My name is Holly Angel. I'm with Shaw's Star Market with SuperValue, their corporate headquarters. And I am the director of the engineering department that designed the store and designed the technologies into the store. It's very important for us from SuperValue and Star Market, because refrigerant increases our carbon footprint. Refrigerant also has the ability to leak, and we don't want that kind of harmful gas to come into the air. So we contain it as much as possible. In this store, it's contained in one building. And any kind of leak that we would have is very minimal. The most we could ever leak would be 20 pounds. And we don't expect that to happen at all. We expect this store to leak significantly less than any other store that you'd have in the country. And when I say significantly less, our SuperValue is very good at that, preventing leaks. And our leak rate is around 10%. Most of the grocery chains that we know of are between 15 and 20%, and this store, the leak potential is 2%.
I'm Dave Smith, and the company is Hill Phoenix. We are the manufacturers of the refrigeration equipment for this project, and I am a specialist in the refrigeration for Hill Phoenix. The chemicals used as refrigerants that have high global warming potential, we've displaced those with environmentally benign chemicals to the tune of the whole refrigeration system, medium temp and low, uses 264 pounds of actually what you would consider, a greenhouse gas emission. And if we had a conventional design, we would probably be approaching 4,000 pounds. 1 pound of refrigerant 404A is the same. If you lost that to the atmosphere, it's the same as emitting 3,800 pounds of CO2. We've obviously taken the leak and, you know, the potential for greenhouse gas emission to a fraction, you know, of what it would be, going from 4,000 pounds to 264 of that type chemical. These are what we call compact chiller units. Notice there's 14 of these. Each one of these operates totally independent from the others. The big advantage is each one of these takes 11 pounds of refrigerant. If we didn't have this type of configuration, we would have a big vessel here that might have as much as 2,000 pounds of refrigerant. So if something happened and we got a leak, we stood to lose 2,000 pounds of refrigerant. And you remember the 2,000 times the 3,800 of greenhouse gas emissions potential. Here, if we have a leak, we only lose the maximum of 11 pounds in this unit. These are totally discrete refrigerant systems. Much like if at your home you had three refrigerators plugged into the wall, if one of those refrigerators had a problem, it wouldn't affect the other two. And if it got a leak, you wouldn't lose the gas from the other two.
That's why this system is so fantastic. What this particular store in Boston has achieved is they're reducing their emissions from their refrigeration system, their refrigerant emissions, down to almost nothing. So an average store out there carries a refrigerant charge of about 4,000 pounds, and they're leaking a quarter of that every year. So that's 1,000 pounds of a greenhouse gas that is anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So this store has taken those emissions from a 1,000-pound average down to almost nothing. So, and frankly, 2 years ago when we started GreenChill, the majority of people out there would have probably said that this was impossible to do. Up until now, there are 8 stores in the nation that have achieved GreenChill Gold, and there are 12 stores in the nation that have achieved GreenChill Silver. Now that's out of about 50 applications that we received, and that's out of an approximate 35,000 supermarkets in the nation. Supermarkets represent a great opportunity to capitalize on a lot of low-hanging fruit that's out there in terms of reducing ozone-depleting substances and greenhouse gas emissions. It's been wonderful to work together with the supermarket industry because I don't know of any other example where the impossible just 2 years ago is now becoming not only possible, but I expect that in a fairly short period of time that it's going to become fairly commonplace.
We saw things 2 years ago on an R&D floor that wasn't even available on the market. Just seeing it now in that short period of time.
We have a website. It's www.epa.gov/greenchill, all one word. Our store certification program is open to any store in the nation. So you don't necessarily have to be a GreenChill partner in order to take advantage of the recognition you get for an individual store. Of course, the GreenChill partnership provides lots of other advantages above and beyond the recognition and the awards that you get. And I would encourage every supermarket company out there to become a GreenChill partner because I always say, first of all, the government provides me as a resource to you using your taxpayer dollars. So for God's sake, use me. I'm sitting here. Secondly, there's no reason why you shouldn't let these other stores try out these technologies for you and then learn the advantages and disadvantages so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel yourself. So come on in, share in the information and the learnings that you get by being a GreenChill partner, and join the club.